Hey, 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 welcome everybody. You are now tuned in to the Simply Hanif radio show. That's me, she, your girl. I am Simply Hanif. And listen, we're going to do a little bit of laughing, crying, growing, and I hope you have your cup of coffee because I sure got mine. Listen, today we are talking about building your confidence after experiencing a bad breakup or surviving abuse. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to really learn how to reprogram ourselves, right? So I have some great guests coming on, and I have some great questions I want to ask. So we have no other than Kimmy. She is a published author of Love, Sex, Lies, and Reality. That title alone sounds very good, doesn't it? So I can't wait to have her on. She is also the CEO and founder of a nonprofit organization, Love Not Hurt, that's what it's called. Thank you. I'm so sorry, you guys. I need to put on my glasses so I can see. Okay, we also have Miss Angela D. Holmes coming on. She is a servant. I love that she said that, a mother, a teacher, and an author, inspired by her childhood dysfunction. We got to talk about that, too, because I do believe when we go through things as children and as adults, it alters the way that we love and who we choose to love and what we attract. But please understand that we are able to change that so that we can be healthy, love healthy, and have a fulfilling life. All right. So let's go ahead and introduce both my guests, as we get started on this real heavy topic. Hello, ladies. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello, yes. We're here.
So this is how we're going to do. When you are answering a question, just let everybody know who you are. Say this is Kim or this is Angela speaking so that they can differentiate who is speaking. Kim, please tell them, and I didn't say your last name for a reason, Kimmy, because I didn't want to mess it up. So if you can tell everybody your first and your last name, what you are all about, and then we'll get started. And actually we'll have Angela do the same.
Okay, great. Hi, everyone. My name is Kimmy Shagunle. I am an author, a speaker, a writer, a professional life and relationship coach. I am also the founder of Love Not Hurt. I am all about helping people move from that place of pain to purpose and also building healthier relationships. And I'm a great believer in self-love before loving somebody else.
Absolutely. That's what Simply Hanif Radio Show is all about, that self-love, self-care first. In order for you to love anybody, you must love yourself. Mrs. Angela Holmes, sweetie, come on and let us know.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Angela D. Holmes. As she stated, I am an author. I'm a mother. I'm a servant. My motto is that I deal a lot with divorced women, and my motto is that your marriage ended and not your life. And a lot of things come up out of divorce that is really, really wasn't just from the divorce. It was from childhood issues. It was from things around us that we really never got through. And I'm also a business owner of ADH Enterprises, which targets women and helping them to live on purpose.
Yes, ma'am. I like that. Live on purpose, because you can't be living on accident, right? You have got to be focused.
Right.
And you have got to plan. I would say prayer, plan, and execute whatever it is. So what I want to ask you, ladies, and anybody can chime in, let's talk about first, yes, you want to build your confidence after experiencing a bad breakup or surviving abuse, but before you can even do that, the lies that you are told during a very bad breakup or very bad abuse, how do you reprogram your thinking? Anyway,
Angela, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go?
Yeah. Oh, you can go ahead. You can go first.
For me, it's finding and connecting to the lessons in your journey. When I was going through my divorce, the first thing I did was, what did I get wrong, and what did I do right, and what did the other person do wrong or right? And I had to also trace my steps back to my childhood. And I kind of figured out, you know, the things that I had shut off from my childhood, my teenage days, actually haunted me going forward and making my choices. So for you to kind of realign yourself, you have to trace your steps back to the very beginning.
Well, I agree with that. I think, God, isn't that something that you think that you're over something, or you rediscover, because sometimes you don't know, and you rediscover some things about mm-hmm. yourself, about your childhood, and you realize that you brought all that mess into your marriage, as well as I'm sure the mate has too, and then it's something, depending on both of you guys' personality, how it can explode and become such a bad relationship at that time. Let's go ahead. That was Kimmy that spoke, correct?
Yes.
Go ahead and Angela, your thoughts on that.
Hi, everyone. This is Angela. Yeah, absolutely. What you will find out and what people have found out, those words that were said to you, because words are spirits, those same words that were said to you in that breakup, in the divorce, are the same words you heard when you were a child. And that's one reason why they're affecting you so hard. You kind of ignored them when you were a child. You ignored them through your teenage years. You kind of put them in your subconscious mind and was never really cleansed from them. So those same words the enemy will use to come back at you at this particular time, and then it's now, it's full blown. Now you're in this disarray and disrupt situation. So you have to, like she said, go back. Go back and it's like, hey, wait a minute. Let me deal with these particular words. Where did they come from and why?
Absolutely.
Why are they affecting me so bad now?
And because sometimes I do believe that you have trigger words.
Yes.
I know early in my marriage, because I came from an abusive type background, certain words are just trigger words, period. And
yes.
It took a lot to say, oh, that's why I react this way. I get so angry because either I was called something or the person's tone, something reminded me of that bad time. And it's so important that we work at being better so that when we're ready and open for that love to happen in our lives again, you're not bringing all this mess in. Divorce is hard enough, absolutely, but
yes.
If there's any abuse in it, you know, we all have to be honest about our roles in it. I know that kind of makes people upset, but we all play a role. It is never just one person in any relationship, I don't believe. Let's go to the second question. And the second question that I have is talking about the belief factor, and I think we hit on that. And it is, what do you believe about yourself? Do you think, as we're in these relationships and you're accepting certain things, it's because of what you believe about yourself? Do your belief factor really have anything to do with it, ladies?
Hi,
yes.
Mrs. Kimmy, absolutely it does, and also when we have unrealistic expectations. And
go
that's
ahead,
because
Kimmy.
The very things that we neglect about ourselves and we expect from somebody else, we end up believing that we cannot accomplish those things. So the person we're expecting to love us will do those for us, and we end up getting burnt.
Why do we do that? What?
Right.
Why? Well, you know, I'm just saying, why do we even do that to ourselves? It's like a constant torture that we're doing. Because don't you ladies believe that, and I'm going to have you answer that question too, Angela, 1 second, and then you can answer this one as well. Your ultimate happiness is no one else's responsibility. It is yours. So before you answer that, Angela, go ahead and answer the first question that I had, and your belief factor is one.
Yes, absolutely. This is Angela. Yes, your belief factor, it really comes from, again, we go back to the childhood, you know, your environment, which you were molded in, which you were told. You know, one thing I was constantly told was, you know, negativity, you're going to be nothing but a prostitute. You know, you're fast, you're this, you're this, you're that. And so going into relationships, you know, I'm bringing all that because that's what was embedded in me. So I have no self-worth. I have no, there's no boundaries because that's what I believed. So then that's what I started to receive. And so when, even though all those things were wrong, to me they weren't wrong because that was my belief factor. So we
and
have
that was
to
your truth.
Change that. Yeah, that was
absolutely
my truth.
And at that time, that was your truth. And isn't it crazy? And I'm not trying to get off topic. The black community, we always call a young girl fast.
Right.
In other cultures, they're teaching them to embrace their sexuality, the women to learn because they're not ashamed of their bodies. And I'm not saying, like, you should be out there doing stuff, but just understanding who you are as a woman, as a young girl, when you're going through all these emotions. We were told, okay, you know, you're being too fast. Are you going to grow up and be this and that? And words are so powerful.
Very.
I think we have to honestly understand that we have to really be careful about the words that we choose to spill at each other, at our children, and at our mates, because when they become exactly what you say, you know, there is no one else to blame but yourself for spewing that, that kind of venom. And I really believe that. Because then later on when they become that, so if you're calling a young girl a hoe and she becomes one, then who has planted that seed? If you're calling a young man a pimp and he becomes one, then you have planted that seed. If you say that she will be amount to nothing and no one will love her, guess who she believes? She believes that.
Yes.
And so when she is inviting someone in her world, she has the expectation already that she isn't worthy of that love. And you're with someone who isn't worthy of yours. Isn't that something about self-worth? Boy. Let's if you ladies could, each of you can give three things on how you can to be better and how you can, so that you can have the love that you need, that you long for in your life, because you can't really have it, as you guys both have hit on the nail, without doing the work, without having self-love, because if you don't have that, I'm sorry. I think predators can smell that. I'm sorry. They can see it before you a mile away. You don't love yourself, and so you get taken advantage of. Give us some tips on how we, as a whole, can be better, whether you're a man, a woman. How can you be better? So that you are building the confidence that you need to experience life and love in a different way.
I actually have a blog post that I did on this particular topic. I think it was 2 months or 3 months ago. First step is to, you know, connect with the lessons in whatever situation. That was the process I walked through and I coached through. Take time to reflect on what happened, forgive yourself, and take time to heal, and use affirmations to actually help you build back, because it's a gradual process. And then connect with your spirituality, because the more you connect and align yourself to God, the more you start to see yourself as that beautiful person God created, and you're able to also use the affirmations to reaffirm yourself and connect to positivity and just continue to live in that line of love.
That's good. Angela.
Yes, this is Angela. The steps that I chose and the steps that I give people is, first, we have to admit. We have to admit, you know, the dysfunction that we're in. We have to see it. We have to find it. We have to search it out, you know, and lay it before the Lord. Lord, this is what it is. This is real. This is who I've become because of the words that were said to me. This is what I've become because of the things that I've allowed in my life that were negative. Admittance. We start off with admittance. Then we start to deal with those things one by one. You know, how did they mold and make me? My character, my conduct, you know. And then number three is when we start to rebuild. We start to get a vision. After you've gone through those couple steps, it's time to get a vision of who is this? Who am I in God? Fine, search the scriptures. What does God say about you? He didn't say you were a prostitute, Angela. He did not say that you were going to be, you know, nothing in life, and that you're going to grow up to be nothing, and you have to live in an abusive relationship. He didn't say those things about you. Find what he says about you and thrive on them and build a vision from that and walk into that. You know, that's the three steps that I feel, along with Kimmy said, to walk really out of it and walk into it. And it's one thing that happened to me was I walked right into abuse because all I saw was abuse. And I thought that was love. And until I realized, you know, people don't beat you, treat you bad, that's not love, you know. And it was so funny because I was like, oh, my God, I really thought that was love and that was how I was supposed to be treated by a man.
And you know, another thing is sometimes we have to go through these things actually grow, because
yes.
sometimes we think we're mature enough, but we aren't. And I have
right.
I have this in my new book, Being Single or Safe for the Fragile Heart. Until we come to that place of growth, we will have to continue to relearn and relearn and relearn until
oh.
we come to the awareness of who we truly are.
Yes, Kimmy, and that's all truth, because I do believe that you will repeat the same thing over and over again until you learn the
yes.
lesson. And at some point, you got to wake up to yourself and say, okay, Lord, I don't want to repeat this anymore. Please
right.
show me the lesson. Okay, what is the lesson
yes.
so I can be better?
Yes.
So I can be better. Okay, so ladies, we're going to take a small break out to pay bills. But listen, when we get back, I have a question. And my question, I just want you guys to remember, and I will repeat it when I get back. Say if you're already in a relationship right now, someone's in a relationship as we speak, and they're starting to be toxic to each other. What can they do to turn it around? Because some things can be saved. We want to give those encouragement that it can be saved, because they're both battling something, I'm sure, in their past.
Yes.
So that they can build the confidence that they need to have a healthy relationship. When we get back, though, everybody, we're going to take a small break. You know I have to pay those bills, as always. All right.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.
Hi. This is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the Simply Hanif Radio Show, and that's me, she, your girl, Simply Hanif. And today we are talking about building your confidence after experiencing a bad breakup or surviving abuse. And it is important that we touch on these topics so that we can heal as a community and we can love and be better. We want to give people permission to tell themselves that it's okay to walk away from anything that's damaging you spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, but also give yourself permission to start loving yourself better so that you are attracting what God has for you and not what you think that is good for yourself. Also, I wanted to go ahead and tap into when I put my guest back on. If you're in a relationship right now that's starting to show toxic signs, how you can actually turn that around, because I think you can. I think if you're married, it has something to do with past, and I do believe in counseling. Do everything you can possibly do to work it out, minus to me abuse. I'm not with the abuse thing, and see how God can turn things around. So let's get back into the conversation and see what the answers will be. Hello, ladies. You are back on with Simply Hanif Radio Show.
Hello.
So before we broke, I had that question. Who would like to answer that question? Kimmy.
About if they're going through.
If it's starting to go toxic, if it's just starting, and that means, you know, each other maybe verbally assaulting each other when it comes to arguments, and, you know, that can lead, I tell women, be very mindful of your words, because men, they, yes, God said that we are the weaker vessel, but they are not strong in that aspect. They can't.
Right.
Our mouth can be a weapon. And so
yeah.
Never put yourself in a position for any man to snap at you, because you don't know what you're going to get at that end. But how can they turn that around? I do believe sometimes when people are starting to throw below the belt, it really has to do with things in their past. Something, they're both triggering something. How can they make it better?
It's having a starting by having a conversation. Sit down in a loving manner, in a loving tone. Try and communicate with each other. Try and get help if needed. Get as much help as possible. Counseling, coaching.
The
support you need. Keep third parties out. Initially, because third parties will put more.
Oh, Kimmy, say it. Please say that one more
yes.
time.
Yes.
Cannot put more,
firing
that's already existing. So it's more of both of them have to sit down and say, we know we have a lot that we can hold on to, and we're ready to, you know, work on this and make it happen.
Absolutely. I believe,
Absolutely.
This is just my motto, and Angela, I want you definitely to answer. You have got to keep other people out of your business. If you, it can destroy it. It can destroy your relationship. Please go get professional counseling, professional coaching. It's just better that way, because you'll plant seeds of destruction, I believe, because depending on what you're telling someone else, if it's the husband or the wife, to family members, or whatever the case may be, now you have planted a seed for someone to think about your mate different, and you're not even leaving. And so that opens the door for other people to treat your mate in a different way. You just don't know
right.
that mess, especially if you have children involved. So you definitely
yeah.
want to go full force, do everything you can do, but do it professionally, and get the help that's needed. And if you have children that have been exposed to it, get them the counseling that they need to. Go ahead, Angela.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. One thing in a relationship, when you see that it's going sour and there's two people that want to be in this relationship, you know, they should definitely have some dialogue and find out, are they committed to the marriage first?
Mm-hmm.
Because being committed to the marriage, you're committed to that vow. You're committed to God. You're committed to honoring what God has put together first. Then, secondly, it's each other. Because if you put each other before that commitment, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Both people are not going to make it. You have to have some dialogue there. You have to find out, hey, was there some undealt with situations? Why are you so bitter? Why are you so angry? How come everything, if I say good morning, you know, you're jumping down my throat, or you're talking about what happened 5 years ago? Let's deal with these unresolved issues. You know, let's deal with that. And if you know you went into a marriage when there was his background was a little shady, you were abused, you were sexually abused, he was that pimp, and you guys came together, there's some stuff that you're going to have to clean up and find out, hey, we're clashing right now. We want to be committed to this marriage. So let's clean this stuff up in our lives, get some counseling, and dig into the Word of God. And as women, we have to pray. We have to pray for our husbands. You have to pray. You have to find that Word of God, lay down that Word of God, find him in the Word of God, and you have to repeat it. You have to pray over him, pray over that house, pray over his clothes, pray over the car, everything. You know, that
I believe that.
Is the
and
way
I believe
to go.
That, you know, depending on how toxic you're starting to get, you're going to have to fast because you're fighting something
yeah.
more than what you think you're fighting. For us that are believers, and for those that are not, I still believe you still should fast, still should
yeah.
pray,
yeah.
and still seek counseling. It is so important. And a good coach is a wonderful thing
yes.
to have, too, because sometimes you need counseling with each other for the things that are arising in your marriage and your relationship, but you also may need separate counseling to deal with childhood issues that you
yes,
have
absolutely.
And where you can feel free to speak without judgment, I think.
Yes.
So, ladies, on this topic, give me your expert advice. I know you gave her three things, but what else can you do to build your confidence after experiencing a bad breakup, especially if you're a woman out there or a man out there that wants to find love again?
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Angela. Mm-hmm. You really have to know. You really have to know, because when I went through really hard, I thought life was over. You know, suicidal tendencies came in, and you have to know. That was, unfortunately, that vow was broken. You know, that marriage ended. Or if someone was in a relationship, they were courting, they were going to be married, and they broke up, and that was really hard for them. Your life has not ended. You know, God didn't create you specifically just to be in that situation. There is life that you have to live. You know, you have to really dig in and find your authentic you. You have to find you again. You have to change your environment. You know, and this one thing that really impacted me was I was still living a married life, financially, emotionally, but that was not my reality. So I had to back up a minute and accept the change, because the change was really hard. Change in the finances, okay, you don't have $5,000 a month anymore. You have $500. So you have to change the way that you live. And when I did those simple things, and when I did those things, the weight started to release. You know, those are things that hold us down. It's like, hey, you know what? Things have changed. You have to change. Change your environment. Change what you do. Change what you think. Clean out your house. Clean out those pictures and everything, those little small trigger things.
Yeah, and there are triggers. Those pictures and stuff like that. Yes, yes, yes. Miss Kimmy.
This is Kimmy. For me, it's part of what Angela said, and I have a quote that I wrote when I was letting go, because we tend to hold on to things that don't serve us anymore. I say trees do not hold on to dead leaves. When you look at dead leaves and you step on them, they become dust. So why hold on to things
that
don't bring life to us?
Right.
Kimmy? That's good, Kimmy. That's good.
Yeah.
That's tweetable right there. Okay, trees don't hold on to dead leaves. Okay.
Yeah, they shed them because, you know, they don't have life. They can't hold nutrients. They come down and they become dust. And if we keep holding on to these things, we become congested. Before you know it, you're wheezing and you know, you're giving yourself health problems as well. So the best thing is to learn to let go of emotions that don't serve us. The only reasons we hold on is we tend to hold on to pain that we tend to connect with reality. And the key is to letting go of pain, because pain cannot serve you but make you more hurt more. And the only thing you can do is hurt more people, because you cannot love in pain.
That's true. That's
I
true.
Always say
that's
when two
people.
Broken people come together, there's no way it's going to, you know, build that healthy bond. When two broken people, two people that have been injured or hurt from childhood, it's not going to work. Both parties have to take a break, settle down, figure out what the issues are, address them, forgive, heal from them, and find love again, because love does exist. We were all born in love, and we are all part of love. And you can never stop loving while leaving. It's just not possible.
Yeah, and let me encourage those that may be two broken people that found love but don't know exactly what to do with it, how to really love each other the way it's needed because of your childhood. Go and get the help to guide you through so you don't mess up something that God made. It turn into something very beautiful. Go and get your help. Go work on yourself individually and then as a unit. And you could probably be, you know, that testimony that things can work out before, you know, they escalate to something that shouldn't be. You guys are wonderful guests. I mean, you've hit so much tweetable stuff, I call it, that I can tweet and tweet and tweet and talk about. And I pray that we have helped somebody today. But before we close today, Angela, please tell people if they are looking to speak with you, want you on a show, how can they get to you? Give them all your social media.
Okay. For Angela, I am Angela D. Haynes. I do have a website. It's under construction right now. In the next couple of days, it will be up. And that's www.angeladholmes.com. And also, I am Ms. MZ Angela Holmes in Twitter. And I can also be found on Facebook under Angela Holmes. And I also can be contacted through there and through the letters A as in Apple, D as in Door, H as in Harry, enterprises.gmail@gmail. So you can contact me there also.
Thank you, love. Thank you so much. And Kimmy?
They can reach me on my website. It's KimmyOnline.com. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/lovesexualizedandreality. I am also on Twitter, Kimmy Shogunle. I am also on Instagram. But the best way to connect with me is through my website, coaching, speaking, and also on Facebook, my public page on Facebook.
I love it. I love it, ladies. You guys are wonderful. And again, I know that we have blessed somebody today. Listen to all my listeners. God bless you for blowing up the lines this morning and tuning in. You are truly appreciated. Let us always check our heart, be mindful of our thoughts and our words and our actions, because truthfully, you may be the only God someone sees today. Make sure you're taking care of yourself by providing yourself self-care and self-love. It is important that you do that, because in order to love anybody, you have got to start loving yourself. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honey Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at HanifRJordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.